Everyone will come to order. We'll have a few moments of silence, and then we will stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Mr. McFadden, did you want to speak?
Yes, sir. We had a quarterly landowners meeting on Saturday at our association. We had two armed security officers and Nova Security there. Mr. West is acting president, self-appointed there with a whole row of board members. Told Mr. West and his attorney, Amy Hess, told James Crittenden, as he came there as just a fellow citizen of the community, as our meetings have always been open to the public, that he was not welcome and he had to leave the property. Our constitutional rights are being silenced and violated in numerous ways out there. It's Robert's Rules of Order that Mr. West seeks a personal agenda to twist to the effect that where it works in his favor is so outrageous. These road board members have been coming by my house and stopping, physically stopping. I've called the sheriff's department's 843 number. One of my daughters has called 911 about one of these road board members to rail stopping in front of our house. They made fictitious phone calls to the sheriff's department since 9/11 of 09 against myself with no absolute evidence of any wrongdoings that I'm doing.
Go ahead.
Yesterday I went to rent the clubhouse. I signed the contract to rent the clubhouse as a member in good standing. Mr. Terrell of the one of the road board members proceeded to tell me I could kiss certain parts of his anatomy. It's all on audio recording. These are the travesties that are going on in our community. Silencing of the people. Just as I rented the clubhouse in February last year, invited every member of the community and Channel 7 News. We're not allowed to speak even in our own landowner meeting. They did a line-by-line item agenda for the board, never turned over to the landowners. We, the common people out there, as we're referred to, want our voice heard. We want equal democracy. Our county officials has to help us. Mr. West said on audio yesterday that he can stop in front of my house anytime he wants. He's breaking no laws. That's not harassment and intimidation. He's already been charged with disorderly conduct, discharge of a firearm. It has been reported to me he carried a pistol in his pocket. The stress and anxiety is killing me. It has even got to the point now where it's causing stress in my marriage, in my home life. Our officials need to do something. I made a call to the sheriff's department on Saturday when he, and I didn't know who the unidentified two assailants in the vehicle with him on Saturday was, that I wished the vehicle to be stopped for suspicious activity. It was their attorney and her husband in the vehicle. The vehicle was stopped. I did advise the dispatch that we had a landowner meeting at 2:00 and I needed to be there. And the dispatch officer told me after contact was made with the vehicle, The deputy wouldn't make contact with me at the clubhouse property. The stop happened at the bottom of the hill at the gates going up the dam. The officer has never made contact with me. And I don't, silencing of us is not going to work. We live in a democracy, society, and state. Our rights are being trampled through this Robert's Rules of Order thing. Mr. West has even been so bold as to send through the United States Postal System Service letters to the landowners that they will be petitioning the courts and make and force the politicians to succumb to the will of people to pass a county-wide leash law for all of Upshur County.
You have about 30 seconds, Mr. McFadden.
We're in a mandatory homeowners association. The county coffers do not have the responsibility, county coffers do not have the financial obligation nor the responsibility as the power to grant us to self-govern to pay for what is our amenities and things up there. I beg of this court to seek all avenues of help that we as common citizens can get. I've asked for arbitration, mediation help from the county officials here. I asked that there be an investigation into Mr. Terrell and Mr. West.
That's your 5 minutes, Mr. McFadden. We, was there anything you needed to say here? Okay. Mr. McFadden, I'm going to remind you that we've always allowed you to speak in the past, but again, at least in my opinion, this is a civil matter where you need to seek advice from a civil attorney. And there's nothing that the Commissioner's Court can really do for you. So we appreciate you speaking to us, but...
Would you be so gracious since you said civil matters, let me readdress that?
No, you've had 5 minutes today, so...
If you've got legal issues, you're going to have to contact the Sheriff's Office. We don't have any control over that. It's nothing we have anything to do with.
Thank you, Mr. McFadden. Item 2 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of minutes from the previous meetings.
I'll make a motion that we approve the January the 25th special meeting, as well as the January the 29th regular session of Commissioner's Court meeting minutes.
There's a motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the minutes from the two previous meetings. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
What date was that last meeting?
29th. Okay. Item D are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner. Did you make the motion?
Crabtree,
seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor? Those are approved. Passing papers both ways.
Oh, I know it.
Item A are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item F is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. And I don't believe we have any.
Not having today.
None today? Thank you, ma'am.
But can we get a report on Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith has been moved to the fifth floor of ETMC. He's still stable and making some kind of progression. He's holding on.
Good.
Very new prayers.
Thank you, ma'am.
Item four is to discuss and take action regarding the contract between Northeast Texas Child Advocacy Center and Upshur County on occupancy of a portion of the Rock Building. And we were discussing this morning just before before court started. There are a couple of changes we'll have to make here to the contract. Under Roman numeral one, it should have been for a 10-year period rather than a 5-year period. And then there was some discussion as to whether we would, we can let it automatically renewal after that 10-year period, if that's okay. And then there was a question as to whether or not we needed a section in there that gave us the right to terminate the contract with 60 days notice.
On either party.
On either side.
That's what this 8 is, isn't it?
Something is, isn't it?
I mean, the 7 is they can do it if we agree, and 8 lets us do it.
They change that to 60 days.
60 days?
Yeah.
Oh, instead of 30, okay.
Yeah, terminate with 60 days. For good cause.
Either party can do that.
Yes.
Are they paying y'all for this?
What they did is they paid $12,000 that was used to renovate the portion of the building that they'll be using. Jerry, did you want to say anything else?
I'd just like to thank the commissioners for allowing us to have space with a collaborative agreement. We have an excellent working relationship between the Advocacy Center, law enforcement, the District Attorney's Office, Child Protective Services, and counselors within the area. And I think this is beneficial for us to have a place here in Gilmore that will be more accessible to law enforcement throughout the county. To utilize it instead of having to drive to Winsboro. As I said, we have a great relationship. Things have really worked well. We're getting a lot of prosecution of these cases of child abuse, and we're just pleased to be a part of that. Of course, the Advocacy Center is a nonprofit organization that works with these multiple agencies. For the initial interview with trained forensic interviewers, law enforcement does their investigation as a result of these interviews, as well as Child Protective Services when they're involved in these cases, and then it's presented to the District Attorney's Office. And we're really pleased to be able to work with y'all and appreciate the opportunity for the collaboration of having a local facility that these individuals can come to.
Well, we appreciate y'all being here, too.
Y'all are not a dumb bit late, so.
So do y'all want to approve the contract with those changes, and then I'll work on it, I'll make the corrections, and pass it on to the advocacy center?
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden, to approve the contract with changes as stated. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And Jerry, I'll just get that corrected, and I'll get a copy to you for all of us to sign. Okay? Thank you.
Dean, did the contract have the $12,000 provision in it that they paid for the basis?
Yes, as part of the consideration.
That's part of the
consideration.
I mean, is it in the protective contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Item five is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution pertaining to the Violence Against Women grant. The district attorney's office needs to renew the grant through the attorney general's office. And Mr. Choi's here if we have any questions, but this is the grant that Ms. Ogerman has been working here in the county on for the past 2 years. And this, what we do is we pass the resolution that gives the DA's office the opportunity to apply for the grant, and then we accept the grant a little bit later.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden, to approve the resolution for the grant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
How much is that, Dean? Quarterly? It might need to be one answer, just if that's okay. How much is the grant? What's it used for?
Thank you.
Can you tell you how much?
It basically covers, I'm thinking it's about 40.
I think it's
45.
Is it what we use, and 35% is matching, that the VA covers out of his collection fees of the departments by a different fund.
So it's roughly $60,000 from the state, and then we match 35% of the
state. Yes.
Towards salary, and it allows us to keep an assistant district attorney that prosecutes the only cases that she's allowed to prosecute are cases that involve family violence or violence against women. So those are assaultive type cases. And item six is to discuss and take action regarding the marking of juvenile probation vehicle used for transportation of juveniles to and from detention. I gave everybody a copy of part of the transportation code. In this case, the juvenile department has a vehicle. It's a Ford sedan that they use to transport juveniles to and from detention. It has exempt license plates. In order to meet the requirements of the statute, they either need to mark it, or we need to excuse it from being marked, exempt it from county or state markings. And they would prefer, because they're transporting juveniles, they prefer to not mark it, but they need our permission to not mark it.
According to what they wrote us, that it's a confidentiality thing for the juveniles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve.
To have the vehicle exempt.
Exempt.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree, to exempt the Ford sedan in the juvenile probation office from marking. Those in favor?
Aye.
That passes. Item seven is to discuss and take action concerning the request by the Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to use the courthouse lawn for the annual Easter egg hunt on April the 3rd at 11 a.m.
Move for second.
The motion is by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden, to approve the use by the Chamber of Commerce. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.